720 WGN. Alderman Brian Hopkins joined us last week. Was it last week, Brian, or was it on Monday? My days are going too fast.
Yeah, it's all running together. I think it was last week, though.
And this is all about an 8 p.m. curfew for minors in the business district of Chicago, primarily like Michigan Avenue, your ward, right?
Correct.
And you proposed it, and then the meeting took place with the city council on Wednesday. Tell everyone what happened.
Yeah, I submitted it, talked to several of my colleagues. There's a disagreement about which committee it should be heard in for a public hearing on the matter. I'm the chairman of the Public Safety Committee, and I think this is a public safety issue. So I tried to send it to my own committee. Of course, you know, I had a further incentive to do that as the chairman of the committee. You know, I could pick the date of the hearing and try to move this along as expeditiously as possible since, you know, summer's here. I mean, we need to deal with this now. But some of my colleagues who oppose this wanted it to go to the health committee. I'm not really sure how it's a health matter, but anytime you have a disagreement for a newly introduced piece of legislation about what committee it should go to, it automatically goes to the Rules Committee so we could sort that out. So that's what happened. It's going to slow down this process a little bit, but it won't stop me from moving forward.
But Alderman, they say the Rules Committee is the place where good ideas go to die.
Yeah, and typically the reason that happens is because if something goes to the Rules Committee initially, that's because there's opponents who are trying to stop it. And, you know, they're going to use every parliamentary maneuver that they have available, including bottling it up in the Rules Committee. I have a very good relationship with Alderman Harris, who's the chairman of the Rules Committee. So we're not going to let that happen. You know, this may or may not pass. I can't say that I have a majority right now who's committed to voting for this. You know, there's work to be done, but we will have a vote one way or another. You know, this is the democratic process and majority rules. You need 26 votes to pass anything. So I'm going to continue to push for this, and eventually we'll have a decision.
And what's your reaction to what 40th Ward Alderman Andre Vasquez said when he said, so all this is a PR stunt to make you look like you're doing something for public safety when in reality it wouldn't get enforced?
Well, if it is a public relations stunt, my colleague Alderman Vasquez is the reason it's a public relations stunt. I'm trying to pass a law. You know, if this passes, it's not a public relations stunt. It becomes a law. It becomes policy. My colleague Alderman Vasquez and those who are opposed to it are the ones using the parliamentary maneuvering to try and prevent a vote on it. So, you know, so it becomes nothing more than public relations. That's not what I want. I don't want a PR gimmick. I want a new law, and I'm going to continue pushing for it despite the opponents who are throwing up every obstacle they can. And by the way, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to oppose this when you clearly have an issue with, you know, young people, underage teenagers, unsupervised gathering in large numbers downtown. I think we all agree that's a problem. This may not be a perfect solution, but nobody's suggesting any alternative solutions at this point. And this is something that the police tell me they need. It's something they want. It's something they feel will be helpful in trying to break up some of these large group gatherings that are, you know, engaging in the chaos and mayhem downtown. So it's kind of disingenuous to oppose this common sense measure without offering any alternative.
Alderman, I'm not sure still. I mean, I get the idea of it, but I'm not sure how it works. I mean, are you saying then when 4, 5, or 6, or 20 young people are seen downtown on Illinois or wherever, that they're just going to be rounded up and taken into custody? They're going to be told to go home? Or, I mean, in practice, how's this going to work?
Well, actually, we do have a current curfew in force for unaccompanied minors downtown. It just starts at 10 o'clock. And to answer your question, how are we currently enforcing it? We're really not enforcing it except when it becomes a problem. You know, if you see someone who looks like they're only 17 years old and they're walking down the sidewalk minding their own business at 10:15 p.m., nobody's bothering them. That's just, it's simply not happening. It's a straw man argument to suggest we're using some kind of extreme Gestapo tactics because we have a 10 p.m. curfew. It's only enforced when you have these large groups, and by large, I mean, you know, in the hundreds. We've had recently we've had a couple of gatherings where, you know, they promote it on social media, and the next thing you know, there's over 100 kids running up and down the sidewalk. That's when we step in and start enforcing this. Even then, we're not making arrests. What we're simply doing is taking them off the street, bringing them to the nearest police station, and making a parent or guardian come and get them and take them home, which is what you should do, you know, when you've got a 13-year-old unaccompanied by a responsible adult running up and down the street at 11 o'clock at night or whatever time it is. It shouldn't be happening. So there's no arrest here. We're not putting handcuffs on them, fingerprinting them, booking them. That's not happening. We're simply taking them off the street and having a responsible adult or guardian come and get them.
And, you know, these pop up on Facebook, that maybe Snapchat, Instagram, whatever social media platform kids are using these days, which is far different than what we're using. And some people suggest that it's not even kids who are, you know, instigating this, that sometimes, you know, it's rabble rousers, so to speak. It's people who want to stir up trouble in the city. Is there any truth to that?
I do think that that does happen, but it's not the typical scenario. The typical scenario are the young people who are sort of the leaders, the natural, you know, the Ferris Buellers of this generation, if you will. The kids who everybody kind of looks up to, you know, they have a certain amount of popularity, they've got influence. When they say, meet me in Streeterville at 10 o'clock at the AMC Theater, It spreads like wildfire across the social media platforms they use. They have the ability to, you know, to initiate these large group events with a couple of clicks of keystrokes, you know. And we know that these are the ones that are organizing the boxing matches on North Avenue Beach, you know, having DJs come out for, you know, unauthorized concerts on the street or in the parks. You know, it's a handful of kids who, you know, have the ability to get their peers to follow, you know, follow along, which really, that's no different than any other teenage generation, ours included, you know.
Alderman,
what's different now is that they can do it so much easier with social media.
We're running out of time, but I just wonder whose side you're on here, Alderman Moore or Alderman Lispada? Seems like there was quite a kerfuffle yesterday.
Yeah, I happened to be just a few feet away from that when it happened, and I heard a lot of shouting from both of them. I didn't get who was right or who was wrong there, but I do know that we are we're engaging in obstructionism at a much greater level in the city council than we ever have before, and that's, you know, it's causing a breakdown in civility. We're getting mad at each other. You know, there's some legitimate differences of opinion about the direction we should be taking the city. That's what a legislative body is for. It's designed to, you know, handle contentious issues and debate. But when you start, you know, implementing dirty tricks and derailing each other's efforts rather than just letting the majority rule, as I said earlier, it takes 26 votes to pass anything. If I can only get 24 and I fail, that's the way it is. I'm not going to be personally angry at anyone. However, if tricks and maneuvers and subterfuge are employed to prevent me from even getting that vote, yeah, I'm going to be mad. And that's happening far too often in the city council right now. We need to stop it, and we need to come together as a legislative body. There's too many serious problems in this city for us to allow our legislature to devolve into pettiness and middle school games.
Amen. Let's hope that happens in Congress as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Alderman.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Alderman Brian Hopkins, the 2nd Ward, Steve's News, next on 720 WGN.